With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. Montana wildlife officials are currently investigating no less than 8 recent poachings statewide. Some of the game animals were killed and left to rot where they fell. Others were found decapitated, but otherwise untouched. One Montana educator has spent years researching poachers and tells reporter Edward O'Brien they're motivated by many different factors.
Montana State University Billings sociology professor Steve Eliason has interviewed plenty of game wardens about poaching.
As for the poachers themselves, what I found is most of them don't want to talk about it.
According to Eliason, that's because
in the hunting community, the worst thing you can be is a poacher. And so a lot of people, even if they admit that they've done something wrong, they don't want to be referred to as a poacher, and it has a stigma in the hunting community.
Eliason, who also serves as chair of MSU Billings Social Sciences and Cultural Studies Department, says he's always been interested in hunting and fishing issues. His grad school dissertation focused on poaching. Since then, he's written extensively on the subject, including an article that appeared in the peer-reviewed Journal of Deviant Behavior.
Yeah, well, deviance, it refers to the violation of a norm, a social norm, and so poaching behavior is certainly a type of deviant behavior.
And it's a huge problem in Montana. According to Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, between 2000 and 2009, nearly 4,000 citations were written in the state for big game poaching. FWP also says poaching's on the rise. Montana State University Billings professor Steve Eliason says there are only about 80 game wardens who are sworn to keep watch over the wildlife in this sparsely populated yet fourth largest state in the union. Poaching, says Eliason, has changed a lot over the past 3 decades.
Game wardens, some of them who had been there over 15 or 20 years, would say that when they first started, they would get to the site of the poaching incident, and all that would be left is a gut pile.
Now, according to Eliason, investigating game wardens are more likely to find a headless carcass or one that's only missing its antlers.
And so a lot of people are doing it now for trophy reasons as opposed to getting the meat and for food and for consumption purposes.
He suggests that the same mainstream hunting culture, which despises and stigmatizes poaching, simultaneously places a lot of emphasis on trophy animals.
That makes it so that some individuals are willing to bend the rules and to break the law and to do basically anything they need to get a huge animal or an animal with huge antlers to impress other people, and it becomes a status type of thing.
So is there such a thing as a typical poacher? Not really. Professor Eliason says they cut across all social and economic classes. Some love to crow about their illegal kills, while others are reclusive and never utter a peep. That said, poachers do tend to share a few commonalities.
By far, most of them are men. Teenagers in their 20s, and then as people start to get older, it's in criminology, it's what we call the aging out phenomenon. You know, most crimes are committed by younger people. When as people get older and as they become more mature and as they get married and have families and jobs and other responsibilities, then people tend to age out of crime.
Some never age out of their desire to illegally kill game. Eliason recounts a conversation with a game warden who was preparing to present a rack of antlers as evidence in court.
The individual who poached them was a 72-year-old man. He had poached a nice mule deer buck on private property after the hunting season ended, and he said that that individual felt that he would never get a trophy deer in his lifetime, and so he poached it. Yeah, even older individuals can be poachers also.
The best way to push back against Montana poachers, according to Eliason, if you know something or see something that looks suspicious, immediately report it to authorities. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.